Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. On this Sunday after Christmas, the last Sunday of the year of our Lord, 2007, our sermon title is A New Year's Resolution. Fluff or stuff? Based on a special text for you, Luke 12, 16 to 21, permit me to read that to you now. Then Jesus spoke a parable to them, saying, "The ground of a certain rich man yielded plentifully. And he thought to himself, 'What shall I do, since I have no room to store my crops?' So he said, 'I will do this. I will pull down my barns, build greater barns, and there I will store all my crops and all my goods. And I will say to my soul, soul, you have many goods laid up for many years. Take your ease, eat, drink, and be merry.' But God said to him, 'You fool, this night your soul will be required of you. Then whose will those things be which you have stored up? So is he who lays up treasure for himself, but is not rich toward God.'" So far the text. I invite you to turn inside your bulletins if you haven't already done so and found there the colored insert. You'll find the sermon outline as we consider our theme, fluff or stuff. So tell me, does anybody make New Year's resolutions anymore? Do you? In the text we just read, Jesus is inviting us to make a resolution not just for the year 2008, but for the rest of our lives. The resolution is this: for us to choose what is important, what is eternal, what is lasting, to choose the real stuff of life instead of being controlled by the fluff. The fluff that's all around us, that's not really important nor eternal. The problem is, we all get caught up in the fluff of life. The temporary, the faddish, the fading, the insignificant. And because of that, our view of what's important and what's eternal and our priorities around what's important and eternal are pushed aside. Today, we even celebrate the fluff and the trivial. There's a wonderful game called Trivial Pursuit. Maybe you've heard of it. Maybe you've played it. It's played briefly like this. You pull a card out of the deck, and you ask a question about a trivial matter of information. If you get the answer right, you move along the board. Here's a couple of examples of questions from Trivial Pursuit. Can you tell me who played for the New York Knickerbockers basketball team, the New York Rangers hockey team, and the Brooklyn Dodgers baseball team all in the same season? The answer is Gladys Gooding, the team organist. Another Trivial Pursuit question was this: after which animal were the Canary Islands named? And the answer is dogs, from which we get from the Latin canine. Now, the game is enjoyable for the moment, but the information called for is essentially worthless. The stuff turns out to be all fluff. What about your life? If at the end of this 2007, before the dawn of 2008, you were to take a written inventory of your goals, your plans, your schedules, your to-do lists, your possessions, would you find that your stuff is mostly all fluff? Listen again to the words of Jesus' text. But God said to the rich man, "You fool, this night your soul will be required of you. Then whose will these things be that you have stored up? So it is he who lays up treasure for himself, but is not rich toward God." Paraphrase, so it is for the person who invests their whole life in the fluff of life and forgets God's stuff. But Jesus says, seek after God's stuff, and he'll take care of all the rest of the fluff. His words go like this in Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then all these other things will be handed over and added unto you. What does that mean? When we seek the stuff of God, when we make him first and his eternal agenda the first priority in our lives, then God will take care of the rest, the fluff, the temporary needs and concerns that we sinners seem to be so consumed with. God wants us, children of God, to focus on the stuff of life and the new year. Is a marvelous opportunity to help us focus on what's really important. Moses said it in Deuteronomy chapter 30. Listen to the scriptures. This day I call heaven and earth as witnesses against you that I have set before you life and death, blessings and curses. Now choose life and love the Lord your God. Listen to his voice. Hold fast to him. For the Lord is your life, and he will give you many years in the land that he has sworn to give your forefathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. To the children of Israel, on the way to the promised land, Moses said, God has chosen you, and he has given to you an eternal covenant and a new homeland. Now respond to his undeserved love and choose the stuff of God. Love him. Listen to him. Hold fast to him. Joshua said the same thing. Joshua 24:15, the topic of our Tuesday morning men's Bible group. Listen to Joshua. If serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods your forefathers served beyond the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are living. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. To the children of Israel now in the promised land, Joshua said, this is the day to decide to choose. Will you choose the fluff of the people all around you and their false gods and their false priorities and their empty values? Or will you seek to serve the true and only God and trust in him that he will take care of your every needs? And by the way, the words of Joshua are so applicable to us in the land in which we live. Will we in 2008 invest our lives and our families and our children's in the fluff of the world all around us? And look around. There is so much fluff that people are investing their very lives in. But on that day of judgment, on that day of the last day of your earthly life, what good will the fluff and the values of this world finally bring? Jesus himself said it. Moses, the spokesman of God, Joshua, the general of God, Jesus, the Son of God, is each saying to you the same thing today. Don't be taken in by the fluff of this world. Now, I know a lot of families are on vacation and they're traveling. There aren't as many young families here as usual. But young families, please take note. These are crucial days for you and your children. Your children are confronted with so much fluff, so many empty values and activities of the world. I've confessed in Bible class a number of times. I confess to you again, my heart is broken almost every Sunday When I pull into the parking lot at 9 o'clock and see the soccer field just filled across the street with children and parents and families. And you know how much I love sports. I guess it's a good thing it's not baseball. But there is so much fluff in this world. Jesus says in the text, what does it profit a man if you gain everything the world has to offer, but lose your soul? Parents and adults and grandparents, make no mistake about it. We are in a spiritual battle these days in which we live, and the battle is for the souls of people. The souls of people that are being sacrificed on the fluff altars of this world. Jesus came. Jesus came to deal with the stuff of life. He taught and lived the difference between fluff and stuff. Jesus helped people see the futility of building their lives on the fluff of the world. Listen to Matthew chapter 7. Jesus said, but everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. The rain came down, never in our area. The rain came down, the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash. But Jesus promised to all who trust in him, who put their lives into his hands, who give their children to him, God's real abundance, the stuff of eternity. Jesus says in John 10, verse 10, I have come that you might have life and have it abundantly. Jesus died and he rose again to give us the stuff of God, righteousness, forgiveness of sins, and heaven. Listen to 1 Peter 2. He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. Jesus went to the tree, the rugged cross, to bear, to pay for your sin, to pay for your turning away from God, to pay for you and me choosing the fluff of the world instead of God's stuff, for us choosing the temporary instead of the eternal. But he rose. He rose in victory over sin. He rose in victory over death. He rose in victory over the devil and freely gives to any who trust in him the forgiveness of all sin, a restored and right relationship with God, and an eternity with him in heaven. My friends, this is the stuff of life. So our only question this morning is the same question Joshua asked the people of Israel. Will you trust in and will you live for God's stuff? Or will you die with all the fluff of the world? But everyone who hears these words of mine, Jesus says, and doesn't put them into practice is like a man who built his house on the sand. And when the rain and the winds came and blew against that house, it fell with a great crash. God truly wants your house, your life, your family to stand now and for all eternity. And so I have a personal challenge. Only been here 5 months, and now he's going to quit preaching and start meddling. Well, that happens every Sunday. Here's my personal challenge. In the new year 2008, for you as an individual and as a family, especially with your young people, I ask you to prayerfully take the 9:30 a.m. Sunday morning challenge. What could that be? I challenge you for 4 weeks in a row so that God can help it become a holy habit for you for 4 weeks in a row at Sunday at 9:30 to be here in this place, to bring your children to Sunday school, and you then stay for Bible class, to bring your youth to the youth class, to come to my Sunday morning Bible class, to help out with our Sunday morning English as a second language Bible study. Why? So that in 2008, you are helping God. You are asking God to help you. Make His Word a priority in your life. That you could build your lives and your house upon the rock, which is Jesus, and not the sands of the fluff of the world. I challenge you to take the 9:30 a.m. challenge, to see how God can change your life and the life of your family and your children as you are a family grounded and rooted in the study of God's Word. So what's it going to be in 2008? Will it be fluff or stuff? Will you major in the minor things of life or stand firm and build on the solid rock that is Jesus Christ our Lord? Jesus who gives to all who put their trust in Him the forgiveness of every sin, the gift of everlasting life in heaven. My friends, this is God's stuff. And God's stuff is not fluff. In the name of Jesus, amen. We rise and profess our faith of the Apostles' Creed, printed on the inside back cover of your hymnal.